Irie, no woman, no cry, man.
Oh.
I don't know, it felt like a Bob Marley kind of morning today.
You must be Jamaican because you Jamaican me crazy.
The fucking snow outside,
oh
man.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
So what is this, third winter, fourth winter? Like, what is this, Hobbiton all of a sudden? Like, Jesus Christ. So I had to go for my annual physical, and so I had to be there at 7.
Okay.
There's some snow, right?
Yep.
I'm driving. I saw two people snow blowing their driveways. This shit will be gone, most likely by noon.
Yeah.
Why? There's what, an eighth of an inch, half inch snow? I mean, yeah. It's not a lot of snow.
Although there, it's supposed to be snowing throughout the day, supposedly.
Oh, okay. I heard that it was supposed to snow this morning and then gone.
According to my weather app, it's supposed to, like, there's like an 80 to 90% chance of it snowing throughout the day.
Gotcha.
And they were predicting, at least last night, that our area, like the Holland-Zeeland area, is supposed to get between 3 and 6 inches.
No shit.
After everything's said and done.
Wow.
So.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Exactly.
And Monday, it'll be, you know, beach weather again. So, you know. So. Put the weather aside for a moment. I got a question for you. I don't understand this concept at all. Do you do your financial business through a bank or a credit union?
Through a bank.
Bank.
Yeah.
Have you used a credit union recently?
No.
So the credit union that I have my vehicle loan through, when you go in there, it's basically like a frat house, whatever.
Okay.
They have like that community room.
Okay.
Yeah, you and I were frat guys, but you like from movies and
sure,
stuff.
Sure, sure. It's like a sitting area.
Yeah, yeah.
Coffee
so
table.
That's kind of like what this is.
Sure.
And they've got one on the north side and the south side of town.
Okay.
They're the same thing. Basically, you got, instead of tellers, you got a couple people walking around in blue jeans and t-shirts, and you feel like you're in a Fresh Prince going to college episode more so than actually going to a bank.
Yeah.
So the first time I go in to pay my loan, because I'm old-fashioned, I like to like write the check and hand it to somebody.
Sure.
Right? So I walk in, and the lady looks at me like I'm daft right off the bat. And I'm like, what? She's like, you can use the computer's kiosk thing over here. So I've been doing this for a couple months. I went recently to pay to the other one, and it's the exact same. I've been bouncing around. So I go in. I walk in. I walk right to the kiosk, right? There's four people sitting at a table having a conversation. They're getting paid to work at the credit union. But I walk in and I go up to a kiosk. I have to push a button. I have to wait till the screen flashes. There's somebody there. Hi, can I help you? Yeah, I need to make my car payment. Okay. I got to put my ID up against the scanner. I have my check. I run it through the door. They send me a receipt. All's good.
Sure.
And as I'm walking out, dude at the counter goes, hey, thanks for banking at blah, blah, blah. And it took everything I had to not just rail into this dude. Like, are you fucking, like, you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Why are you even talking to me?
Why are you even here?
Yeah. like, they don't even have, like, a teller desk. It's like a table, and four people sitting at, and they all got their little, you know, MacBooks or whatever, these little thin laptop things they can pick up and they can carry on and they can look like they're college kids or whatever. Like, you can't just walk up and cash a check.
Yeah.
Somebody has to go in the back and get a key to open a drawer to get money to bring to you. It's not like it used to be. Banking reimagined, as Chase would say.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the old way? You go in, you hand somebody your check, they apply it to your payment, or they cash your check and they hand you money, and you leave. What was so wrong with that?
Yeah.
you know, yeah, it's not the 1800s anymore. You don't have the guys with the, you know, the broom stash mustaches, you know, robber barons with their little, you know, monocle, you know, oh we're going to screw this guy over by only giving him 1% on his savings account instead of 2%. You know, like, it's not like that anymore. Yeah. Like, why did we have to go to this?
You kind of sound like Rod Swanson. I'll find this clip. He's like, you know, this is the way business should work. Hi, I would like to buy an apple. Here is money for the apple. Thank you for the apple. That's the end of the transaction. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Basically.
That's the way business should work.
And this happened right after I stopped at the Burger King in Saugatuck, which I should have known that something was going to happen, right?
Amy's, like Burger King's in general, it seems like.
I was going to get to, I don't understand how Burger King's still in business, but Amy's uncle and I, a couple years ago, so like around 4th of July, their family has family from out of town coming up, and we would do a lot of golfing.
Sure.
The old people that like this centered around are all passed, and so the big group golfing has died off. People still get together and golf, but not like they used to around the 4th, yeah. Right? So they would usually go to West Ottawa Golf Course. That place was booked. So we were going to, I can't remember what it was called anymore. The course is gone now, but we were going there one of the mornings.
Okay.
And Bob was absolutely against the McDonald's on South Washington because they had screwed him over like 3 times in a row and he wasn't going there. He was just like done with them.
Okay.
So we needed breakfast. We had had a little bit to drink the night before, so we woke up a little later than we wanted to. We couldn't go to like a sit-down place. So we were like, well, we'll hit the Burger King in Saugatuck, right?
Sure.
Grab a couple of croissant sandwiches, you know, scarf those down on the way. We get there. We sat at the speaker for 20 minutes. And we'd be like, hello? And they'd be like, hello? 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 You know? And then finally, somebody comes on. Oh, yeah, we're not open yet. And maybe it wasn't 20. Maybe it was 10. Whatever. Yeah. So we end up having to stop at, like, a gas station and eat, like, Hostess breakfast, sure. Right?
Yeah.
Because we had to have something in us after the alcohol we had the night before. And so we both kind of just, like, that place, right? We had had bad experiences before that.
What time was this in the morning?
This is, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. They should have been 7:30, 8 o'clock. They should have been open for
breakfast, yeah.
You know? So every time I go by there, the place, there'd be like one car in the parking lot, like in the employee parking area.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this has to be like a drug front or something, right? There's just like no way this place can stay open. Like you never see cars there.
Just like the shop that's down the block here. It's like, my girlfriend likes.
Yeah. Drug front.
It's gotta be.
So
there's nobody there.
Recently there was actually like cars, like people there.
Okay.
You could actually like as you drive by you could see there were people eating inside. I'm like, fuck, maybe they're actually like working now. So I was working. I needed something to eat, so I stopped to get a burger, right?
Sure.
Something to eat on the way back up from Saugatuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there. I'm the only person in the lobby.
Okay.
There's multiple people working, and I'm inside. I'm not at the speaker.
Sure.
I'm inside. Girl comes up, really nice. Hey, how can I help you today? I'm like, yeah, I'd like a double cheeseburger plain, and let's go with the 8-piece chicken nuggets. She goes, sauce? I go, nope, no sauce. I'm driving. You know, it's kind of hard to dip when you're driving.
Sure.
She's like, okay, what's the name for the order? Dan. Dan? No, Dan. How do you spell that? Is that D-E-N?
D-A-N.
No, D-A-N. Dan. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, give her my
red
card.
Red flag one, number one.
I don't think too hard on it, right?
Maybe she's a little hard of hearing.
Maybe she's dyslexic. Maybe she's autistic. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge just based off this. Give her my card, or I don't even give her my card. I at the thing. As soon as she goes, "You want your receipt?" I go, "No, that's good."
Ooh.
As soon as I say that, lady
mistake
goes,
number two.
Lady at the thing goes, "Order for David." Again, I look around. There is absolutely nobody else in this building. Okay?
Okay.
And I was watching, because I can multitask, I was watching as I was person making a burger. Notice they didn't put pickles, ketchup, mustard on it.
Sure.
Notice she was bagging up nuggets. I'm like, is that a double cheeseburger plain and 8 chicken nuggets, chicken tenders? Yep, that's me. I'm Dan. Oh, this is for David.
It's okay, I'm David.
Who the fuck else is this going to be? Like, seriously, who else is this? I'm the only person.
Good Lord.
There's nobody else on the queue. There's no, on the computer, there's nothing else on there. So I'm just random guy standing here who happens to know exactly what you just bagged?
Yeah.
I go, "I'd show you the receipt, but I didn't get a in the girl at the counter." "Oh, yeah, that's his." So you asked me how to spell my name, and then you still didn't understand, so you just plugged in a name? And you went with something harder than Dan. You went with David.
I wonder if their screens have, like, you type in D-A.
And it, like, auto-populates something, yeah.
And you go, okay,
not close David, enough.
Close enough. Most common name, David. That's all right.
And I'm just sitting there, and I'm, like, losing my... This, it reminded me of, remember the theater in Kalamazoo, the really big one in the Dead Mall?
Yep.
It wasn't a Crossroads. It was.
It was the other one. I remember. Yeah.
So I went in there, and I think I was going to Cave Alley.
That was the one that had the Secretary, box office up front, yep. and then
like in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
And then you would get your ticket, and then you'd have to walk
a little
ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went in there. I think I was going to Cave Alley at the time, and I went to see a movie after class, and then I was going to go hang out with a friend. So I go see the movie, I go hang out with my friend, we're going to go get something to eat, and I don't have my wallet.
Oh, no.
So I call the theater, and I'm like, "Hey, did you find a wallet?" And I had like $10 cash, right?
But sure.
I wasn't going to be out like a lot, but my
license.
And this is before debit cards and credit cards and all that shit for me. So I'm just like, "Hey, did you find a wallet?" I was in the big theater. I don't remember what movie I saw. And they're like, "Well, what would the name be?" And I'm like, "Dan Bench, Daniel Bench." And the guy's like, "Well, I have one here for a David Bench." He doesn't look at the printed part where they like typed D-A-N-I-E. He looked at the signature and it looked like it said David.
Okay.
Okay. One, how many people would... first initial D and Bench are going to lose their wallet. And why aren't you looking at the typed? I said it's Dan, Daniel. Like, why are you looking at the signature?
Yeah. Yeah, dope.
So we went in because, I mean, I didn't want to go. We were going to go there regardless if, like, they hadn't found a wallet. But now we're definitely going down there.
Yeah.
I'm like, face matches, pitch. "Well, it says David." "No, it doesn't." Read up here. "Oh, it does say Daniel." I'm like, "Oh my God. Like, are you fucking serious?"
Good Lord.
This, and that was 32 years ago, 33 years ago. I was probably 18, maybe 19.
Good Lord.
This is the world we live in, Matt.
Yeah.
And you should have heard me on whatever day this was. I talked to Johnny O and when the whole Burger King thing happened. And I went on some giant friggin' rant. Oh, he was rolling. I'm like, "Hey, you want to hear a rant?" And he's like, "Yep." And I went off, and he's just dying. He's like, "You need to put these online, like, right when they happen." Because, I mean, I was just like, "Rah!"
Good Lord. Oh, man.
This is why the $15 an hour thing bothers people.
Yeah.
It's a huge reason. One, they don't put your straw in the bag when you ask, "Are there straws in the bag?" "Oh, yeah, there's straws in the bag." And you drive away, and you're half mile down the road, and you look, and there's no fucking straws.
Yep.
So how am I supposed to drink my fucking strawberry shake with no straw while driving down the highway.
Yep.
Like, seriously. When you tell them, I want it plain or I want it with extra pickle. I remember one of the last times I bought McDonald's for my daughter, she specifically asked for extra pickles on her double cheeseburger. She had exactly 4 pickles on her.
we only give you one.
Don't they normally come with 3?
Yeah.
So
you give me one extra pickle. It's extra pickle. Yeah. I mean, it's extra pickle.
Yeah, can I have a double cheeseburger with 1 extra pickle, please? Or with extra pickle. Because she didn't say pickles. She only gets the 1 pickle?
Yep.
I mean, come on.
See, that's why now we have to double check our order before we even leave the parking lot.
Well, I mean, and you look like an asshole. You know, they hand you the bag and you like open it up. You make sure it's plain. You make sure it's got no onion, however you ordered it. You look to make sure that there's a couple barbecue cups because you wanted barbecue sauce for your chicken nuggets or whatever. Yep. And they sit there and they look at you like, what, you don't think I'm smart enough to do my job? No, I don't.
Yeah.
You don't do this with a doctor. You don't do this with, you know, most other careers, but you obviously can't handle the responsibility of making sure that it's done right.
Yep. Can't tell you how many times we've gone to Chick-fil-A and we've had to pull around and park and or go
inside
and say, yep, we're missing this, this, and this. One time I was shocked. We went to Taco John's in Hudsonville and placed an order. Did an online order through their app because you get points. You know, you can get free stuff and place an order and picked it up. You know, they said, hey, yep, we got an order for Matt. We're making it right now. We got all the stuff and parked, went through it. We were missing like 2 churros. Wife likes her churros. Missing the churros. So I'm like, okay. So we pull back around. I said, I'm just going to go through the drive-thru because there's nobody there. Pull through the drive-thru. I'm like, hey, yeah, we were just through to pick up the order. We were missing 2 churros from our order. Oh, I'm very sorry about that. Pull up to the window. I said, I'm very sorry about that. Just hold on a sec. You know, we'll take care of it. And give us a bag. And she's like, yeah, we're very sorry about that. We put in like 4 extra churros and something else.
Nice.
I'm like, you didn't have to do that. All we needed was the 2 extra churros. And I'm like, oh, no. It's our pleasure. We're very sorry, you know, for the mix-up. Just please, you know, accept our apologies. And that's how you do customer service, you know. And I mean, the churros were like $2 a piece. So, I mean, we got 4 extra churros. So, I mean, that's, you know. I mean,
Go to Ray's in Green Haven?
No.
Pretty good burger.
Yeah.
We should probably road trip that sometime.
Okay.
And so we go up to Ray's with a friend of mine, and this was right when COVID was starting. And so you had to call in your order, and then they would bring it out to your car.
Okay.
So everything had to be done with a debit card or credit card. They weren't taking cash, which, whatever. So we pull in, and there's other cars in the lot. We pull into the one empty spot, and they were asking people, once you got your food, please take it somewhere else to eat it. Mm-hmm. Normally, they wouldn't have cared, but, you know, that was the only way they were able to do business.
Yep.
So we pull in. I order mine and my friends and give them the card number. Okay, tell them what kind of car you're in, obviously, Silver Fusion at the time.
Sure.
So we're sitting there, like, literally, and I hate saying literally, but, like, literally, 3 minutes later, there's a knock at the window. Here's your stuff. We're like, holy shit. Because, like, I had a shake, burger plain. My friend, she had like an olive burger or something. Those usually take a little extra.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, off we go. We're like, really? He goes, yeah. Okay. Take off. Driving around. She's putting the straws in the drinks. Hands me my drink. Ugh. Try this. She tries it. It's like, you were strawberry, didn't you? Yeah. She's like, that's raspberry. I'm like, okay, I just making sure that I'm not like. So we call, we're like, hey, and then we start looking through the bag and all the food's fucked up. I mean, okay. Like, seriously.
So it's obviously not your order.
Not our order. She ordered like a Diet Coke and there's Dr. Pepper, you know, kind of thing. So we come back and we actually park in the same spot that we had been in.
Okay.
The car next to us was a Silver Edge.
Oh, okay. So fairly similar car.
Both Fords.
Yep.
Same color.
Yep.
The kid who brought the food out got confused. They start yelling at us for taking their food. And I'm like, whoa. We took what they handed us.
Yeah.
And I said, I even asked for clarification. Are you sure this is ours? And the kid said, well, yeah, this is yours. So we ended up getting our food remade.
Plus their food, because obviously the kid.
Yeah, the only thing we kept was the fries, because the burgers were nothing that either of us wanted.
Yeah.
The drinks weren't what either of us wanted. And so my card got all of its money back, plus we got our food. Those people got their food for free, all because dipshit hippie high school kid who was probably smoking pot before he got to work couldn't tell the difference between an SUV and a sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people want more and more money. Well,
yeah,
we've talked about this. You have to bring something to the table to warrant getting paid more. Everybody wants to get paid more. I mean, Elon Musk probably wants to get paid more than he does. You know, Jeff Bezos probably wants more than what he... But you got to bring something to the table to make it so you do get paid more.
Yeah.
You know? It's...
Like, I saw that Little Caesars came out with their... Did you see their... Little Caesars puffs.
I heard I didn't see pepperoni puffs. I haven't seen
them. It's like little puffs that are filled with pepperoni and cheese and sauce. So it's like little mini pizzas, but they're like little like minis.
Yeah,
look good.
Have you tried it?
No. And the reason that I haven't tried it is I refuse to go to a Little Caesars in this area.
Even the one on River?
Even the one on River.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had a problem with the one on River. Chicago Drive, I want to set on fire.
The one on Chicago Drive, I've caught them like smoking a bowl behind the literally, I use the drive-thru.
To be honest, I managed a pizza place. We smoked pie, and we still got pizzas out, okay? It's not incomprehensible. However, they're a bunch of idiots. I actually got to the point where I refused to go to that one, right? Because I would go in, and I'd try to order, and they go, oh, we're not taking walk-in orders because we got these huge orders and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so can I call in an order? They're like, yeah. So I'd go out to the car and I'd call and then be like, oh yeah, man, we're not taking call-in orders today. It'd be the same fucking kid that just... So... So... If we got Little Caesars, I either went to the River or Amy went to get it because I was done with them.
Yeah.
And then they started the pizza portal thing, right? Where you order online, they put your shit in the box, you walk in, you type in a code, you get your stuff, and out you go.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to talk to them. Okay, I'll go back there. So Amy would call it in, and she'd run it through the app, and there's no point in both of us having the app, you know? So I'd just be like, hey, you want pizza tonight? Yeah, okay. Tell me the code. So she'd shoot me the code and the time. So I'd show up, I'd go in. And then these fuckers would want to talk to me. I'd walk in and they're like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to use the pizza portal. Do you know the name on it? Bitch, if you say one more word to me, I'm going to stick one of those 2 liters right in your asshole. Like, seriously. It's got her name up there, you know, Amy B. So I type in the 3-digit code, 648, boop, door opens, I take the shit out, and I'd leave, right?
Yeah.
I was happy. I didn't have to interact.
Yeah.
So I go, this last time we had Little Caesars, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Amy sends me the code. I sit out in the car. I'm playing a video game on my phone. It's been about 10, 15 minutes, so I head in there. And she's not on the, her name's not on the thing. I'm like, okay, it's not done yet. The girl at the counter's like, are you waiting for a pizza portal? I'm like, yep. And she's like, okay. And like 5 minutes goes by, and then she goes, what was the name on that? And I go, Amy. And she goes, oh, here. It's right here. And she takes it out of the big thing behind the counter.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck was it doing in there? And then why didn't, when you asked if I was waiting for somebody on the pizza portal, why didn't you say, oh, it might be in here. What was the name? Because nothing went into that box while I stood there. So my food sat there for an extra, I stood there and my food sat there for an extra 5 minutes, which 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things is nothing. But I could have been home by the time she actually handed me the pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I was starving. I'm like, what the
fuck? Well, the last time I went there, it's like I order on the app, go through the drive-thru because it's like, fuck walking in there and trying to order. So I'm waiting in the drive-thru, and the drive-thru is always busy, always. So I get to the drive-thru, and I'm waiting, and I keep seeing these employees going out the back door. And I see puffs of smoke. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. They're out there, like, smoking a bowl and going in, and, like, each employee is coming out, and they're, like, taking a puff. Is, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, during work, you're doing this shit, you know? And the other day, we went to Wendy's on 16th.
Okay.
You know, over by your house.
Yeah.
And we got Frosties. Forget what we were out doing. We had gone out.
Were you the one that TP'd my house?
Just kidding. We had gone out and we were doing some running around, and Brenda's like, hey, can we stop and get Frosty? I'm like, yeah, we can do that.
No, but I'll give you a Frosty when we get home.
So we order Frosties. I pull up the window, and the drive-thru window opens. I just get punched in the face with weed smell. Just, I mean, not just a subtle, you know.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, here's a whisper. It's a right in the face.
That's, hope you don't have to random tomorrow.
Like, yeah, it's like contact high kind of shit, you know. I'm like, holy fuck. I mean, this is like, you know, dude, you must have been hotboxing it before your shift kind of thing, you know, because that's the only way that you could, like, that's the only way that you could, like, really,
I still don't understand the people that don't understand that we can smell it.
Yeah.
Nicotine, weed, alcohol, we can smell it.
Yeah.
I used, when I worked at the call center, girl would come in and she smelled like a distillery, dude. She'd come in off of her break. You're like, yeah, how many shots did you take? Well, I wasn't out there drinking. Really?
Yeah.
You smell like when you open a brand new bottle of Bushmills. I mean, like, seriously.
Oh, boy.
We had a supervisor who would go outside to smoke, and then she'd, like, spray herself down with perfume. Because she thought that was less offensive. So not only do you have the nicotine smell on you, but now you also smell like a whorehouse.
Sure.
And we're all in close proximity.
So you got the cheap perfume, the Aquanet, and the nicotine.
Yeah.
You know, all wrapped into one.
And she wore pirate hooker boots, you know. And we're just like, come on. Like, seriously. And we'd have to go bitch to management about a manager. And be like, look, you know, come back in and smell like smoke. We don't care.
Yeah.
You can't come in with, like, the 3 pounds of perfume on. I mean, that's just, you're killing us.
Yeah.
And that would set off my headaches. It would set off migraines of other people, you know. And it's like, well, you know, I just, I don't put that much on. Yeah, you do. And if you have to say I don't have put that much on, then you do.
You do, yeah.
You know.
Then you put that much on.
Yeah, then you put on more than that much.
Gosh. Well, today, the day we're recording this, Amazon Prime releases Roadhouse.
The Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse? Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Is it a movie?
It's a movie. I might watch it just to see. Yeah. I don't know. But there's one I do want to see. Have you seen the ads for that Ricky Stenicki with John Cena and Andrew Santino?
Don't think so.
Andrew Santino and two of his buddies, they make up this guy.
Oh, yeah, they make up a dude, yeah.
Make up a dude, and then they get caught, so they have to hire a guy to be... So John Cena is this actor, pretends to be Ricky Stenicki, and he comes in. And
did you hear about the people on the west side of the state? I think it was west side of the state. It might have been Ohio. These two ladies who pulled off an actual Weekend at Bernie's.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so they had, like, this friend of theirs that was 90 years old, and he died.
Okay.
And they put him in the back of the car, and they went to his bank, and the bank knew them all well enough that if he was in the car, they could just get money out for the guy. And so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they got a bunch of his money out, and then they dropped him off at the hospital.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, and then they got in big trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Holy shit.
Oh, well, Bob's dead, so let's go drain his bank account.
Yeah, right? Good Lord. Shit. That's freaking crazy. Oh,
man. So do you ever listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings?
No.
So whenever I can, that show actually kills me. It's a more grown-up version of Bob and Tom, which any chance I could, I'd listen to Bob and Tom. So one of their promos, and this must have happened recently, one of the dudes was talking about how he's taking his wife to Chicago, and she wants to go see a magician, and he wants to go see improv. And so he's like, so which should I do? And the female lady person goes, so do you want your, and they beep this obviously, she's like, do you want your dick sucked later? Because, you know, you're not going to get your dick sucked if you take her to the magician. Because, I mean, that's for, like, little kids and whatever. And the other male host is like, well, it depends on who's doing the dick sucking. Because if you take her to the magician, you're basically sucking her dick, you know? And I'm just like, God damn, you guys are getting raunchy. I mean, like, they're just totally blasting on the guy. It was funnier now.
There's this guy on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen him where, and you would appreciate it, 'cause you worked in a factory, for a time. And I'm sure you've dealt with the situations that he acts out where supervisor will say something like, hey, Mike, Susie called out sick, so we got to train you on her machine so that you can, you know, so that next time that she calls out sick, then, you know, you can run her machine. And he's like, well, are you going to pay me more?
No.
Well, no, it's just, you know. And he says, well... why not? And he's like, well, you know, just so you can be a team player, so that in case something happens.
You got to be cross-trained. You got to know how to run everything.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And he's like, well, he says, I'm not going to get paid, you know, for doing this extra thing. Well, no. He's like, well, if you go to the store... He goes through a bunch of scenarios, and he's like, if you go to a restaurant and say you wanted to get something extra with your meal, you'd have to pay more for it, right? Well, yeah. you know, going through all these scenarios. He says, say you went to Lady of the Evening and you paid so that you could lay your head in her lap and cry about how horrible it is to be a supervisor. And, and you wanted to pay extra for her to suck your ball sack from the back. Not saying you do that. No. I don't do that. But saying that you did, you would have to pay her extra, right? Well, yeah. It's like, well, then why am I not being paid extra for doing this extra work? Well, that's a good point, Mike.
Well, because that's not how it works. So one time when I worked at Bentler, there was three of us. So you had one machine that fed into another machine. So one person ran this one, and then it fed in, and then two people would run two cells that do the same thing.
Okay.
Right? So it was a three-person operation at the best of times. Sometimes you would run all three machines by yourself. You know, obviously you're not going to make rate that way, but, you know.
Sure.
So one time the supervisor comes up and she goes, if you guys hit rate, you can go home. We're like, really? And we had been working a ton of overtime. So the money factor was not even in it. It was just you get to go home.
Yeah.
You know, and we had been working like 10-hour days all the time. So like if we could get out in six and a half, you know, that's an extra hour and a half, 2 hours that you can not be at work. We were like, hell yeah. So we figured out, like, we staggered our breaks. So, like, two people were always working. One person would go on their break. Same thing with lunch. If the machine went down, I mean, we were, like, on it. We had talked to the tech. The tech was, like, hovering in the area, you know, just in case we had anything. So we made 8-hour rate in, like, 6.5 hours. Wow. Right? And we had all of this back stock, so the line was going to be fine without us being there. And we call her up and we're like, hey, we got our rate done. She comes over and she goes, well, I talked to Corey was her boss, and he said that you guys couldn't go, so you got to stay till your 8 hours.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
So we ran half-assed the rest of the day. Right? Next day the rates changed on that machine because now they know you can do it.
Oh, good Lord.
This is why people don't want to be quote-unquote team players in a situation. Because you know you're going to get taken advantage of. Even if she had let us go home,
mm-hmm.
we would have come in the next day and rate would have been changed. Now they know instead of making 68 parts an hour, you can make 74 parts an hour. So make those 74. Yeah, we made 74 under ideal conditions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... They don't take into account human factor, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be human too, you know. You're not going to be at 100% every day.
Yeah.
Not all three people working are going to be at 100% every single day. We would ask, you know, can we work like an hour extra to build up some back stock so that way if the machine's down the next day, you know, we're not the ones being yelled at because the rest of the line has to, you know, and this was on all the sub-assemblies. And they're, oh, no, you can't do that. Or they would let you do that, and then third shift would come in and go, oh, look, they made a whole bunch of these, so we don't have to make those today. And then you'd come in, and it'd all be gone, you know. And it's just like, yeah. And you had to know how to do all of the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were certain people that, like, they were really good at their station. And so that's where they stayed. But for the most part, everybody else had to learn all of the substations. So you had to know how to run the 200s, the 300s, the 400s, you know, in order to build the total. And it was kind of bullshit because I was one of those people that I could do every step of that line from start to finish. And
might not have been able to do it well.
No, I could run rate on every single machine.
Yeah.
Any given day, as long as the machine ran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were days where, you know, the robots were just effed up. Somebody messed with it or whatever, and it's just burning holes and you're making scrap or tons of rework or whatever. But I could run rate anywhere on that line.
Wow.
did I get paid any more than anybody else? Nope. You know why? Because that's how it works.
Yep.
And if you do an extra job, like if you can drive the forklift and you're driving a forklift, you get paid more. If you can repair weld, then you get paid to be a repair welder. But if you're a machine operator, you're a machine operator, and that's what you get paid to do.
Yep.
And it sucks, but that's how it works, you know?
Yep. There's another one. He says, supervisor says, yeah, Mike, he says, that PTO for next week, it's like, we got to cancel that. You're not going to be able to take your PTO next week. He's like, what? That's crazy, man. Of course I'll be here next week. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't give you enough notice. I'd let you know 2 months in advance that I was taking next week off. That's practically last minute. I'm sorry. I will certainly be here next week. My brother's getting married, and I was going to be there for him, but you know I'll be here. He's like, come on, Mike, just tell me you're not going to be here next week. No, I promise I'm going to be here next week. Here, I'll even write you a note saying I'll be here next week. The rest of the day, okay, dot the I's, cross the T's. Here you go. Mike, this says fuck you.
I've had that at jobs where they go, nope, you can't have the time off. It's like, okay. Then you just call in sick. Like, you told me I could have it, then you take it away. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
Well, we told you you couldn't have it. Right, but it's my personal time off.
Yeah.
Well, stands for paid. You going to pay me? Nope. Then it's personal time off. I mean, there are life events that you can't just reschedule.
Yeah.
When I worked at the call center with our former co-host, whatever, you know, that place that we worked at, you would put in and they'd be like, well, we've already got too many people scheduled off that day. That's not a me problem. Yep. This is somebody's wedding. This is, you know, like, they wanted me to miss my brother's wedding. And I'm like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I missed a funeral. Like, I didn't get to go to a funeral because they were like, if you don't come, you won't have a job here anymore. Well, that was then. Now there's jobs aplenty. I mean, granted, most of them suck, but, you know, like if I went to my current employer and was like, I have to have next week Tuesday off because my aunt died, you know, this wasn't even like somebody that was like distant to me. This was like my wife's cousin died. You know, huge, big, like, all I needed was the day. I wasn't taking a month off. I wasn't taking 3 days off.
Yeah.
I needed to be able to go to the funeral. Like, nope, you can't have it. What the fuck? Like, seriously? Well, hi, yeah, this is Dan. I know you guys have, you know, Brian's funeral scheduled for Thursday. I won't be able to have a day off until Tuesday. Could you reschedule that to next week, Tuesday?
Can you just put him on ice?
Yeah.
Like, put him on ice for the weekend.
I mean, everybody knows what he looks like. He doesn't have to be open casket. Like, what the fuck? You know, and it's one thing if you got people that are, like, constantly missing, but when you get the people that come to work every day, then let them have a day off.
Yeah.
And when I was at Ballard, oh my God, they had the calendar up on the wall, right? When I first started there, you would just write a vacation slip, you give it to your boss, and they'd look it over, and they'd be, okay, yeah, you got the time, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were going to run a little short people-wise, then you did, you know? Maybe you didn't run full production, you just ran sub-assemblies for that day, and then you'd run full production, you know, out the next day. Or you would just build sub-assemblies and then third shift would run full production, you know, yeah, whatever. Or you borrow somebody from another line so you could run full production. And then when they got rid of all the temps and they started really cutting back, it got to the point where most people had 3 to 6 weeks of vacation because most of the people that – I was one of the – when I left Bentler, I was at 9.5 years that I had been there. There were people there, like, I was in the middle of seniority. So if I'm at 9.5, there are people there with like 15, 20 years, and there's people with a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had 4 weeks of vacation, 3 weeks of vacation, whatever. There were people there with, you know, 4 or 6 weeks. So you go to put in time off. If there was 5 people off in the entire plant, you couldn't have the day off.
Wow.
And it was all based on seniority. So people put in, and you had the people that had every Friday off because they wanted a 3-day weekend all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had every Monday because they wanted that 3-day weekend. And you would get up there and you would go to put in and you couldn't take like a whole week. You could have like Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday of a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how the fuck are you going to go to Disneyland with your family?
Yeah.
Or Cedar Point or up to the UP to go camping for a week if you only can only have Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday? So I got to work Monday and I got to work Thursday.
So I got a quick fly back.
Yeah, because that's...
Work, and then quick fly.
Because that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, originally, if you took Friday or Monday, you were guaranteed the weekend. Well, then it was you had to have Friday and Monday in order not to be scheduled the weekend if they had to work. So even though you had Friday off, if there was work on Saturday and or Sunday, you were expected to work.
Jeez.
So, in order to have a 3-day weekend, you have to schedule a 4-day weekend. And if you took Monday through Friday, you were guaranteed that following Saturday, Sunday, but not the previous Saturday, Sunday. So you couldn't get out of work Friday, fly or drive to wherever you're going Saturday, because you were expected to work Saturday and Sunday. Travel was Monday. So yep. You'd have to take Friday to get Saturday, Sunday, Monday through, and then... So you'd have to burn 7 days of vacation to be able to get the weekends on either end, because otherwise you weren't guaranteed to get 7 days of days off. And they're like, well, I don't understand why you guys are complaining so much, because you're doing everything you can to screw us over.
Yeah, right? Just,
you know.
It's freaking nuts.
Management would have Thanksgiving Day, the day after Thanksgiving, and the weekend.
Yeah.
We would have Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Expected to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So, well, because they're management, they're better than us? Well, yeah, they went to college. Some of us went to college.
Your mom went to college.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what? I
remember that from Napoleon Dynamite.
I never saw that movie.
You never saw it? Oh, dude.
Never seen it.
Oh.
Every time I think, okay, I'm going to watch it, I
just, oh, man.
Can't pull the trigger.
That's one that my wife and I could watch over and over again. Just
so.
So much to it.
I didn't see Clerks when it first came out, right?
Yeah.
And I think the first one I saw was Chasing Amy.
Okay.
And then I saw Mallrats, and then I started seeing the others. And I hadn't seen Clerks. And so by the time I saw Clerks, I didn't...
You were already into the Yisk universe with the other stuff.
I didn't like it because I had already heard every... line. I knew, like, there was no surprises to it. I knew that she bangs the dead guy. I knew, you know, I'm not even supposed to be here today. I mean, I knew all of it. So, like, there was nothing surprising, shocking, whatever in it.
Sure.
And so it was kind of like And there have been so many movies like that, that's kind of what I think is going to happen with Napoleon Dynamite. Like, I'm going to watch it and be like,
okay,
I've already heard all this, you know, like.
Yeah.
Plus, it didn't look interesting to me when it first came out. I was like, what the hell is this stupid shit, you know? Like, but I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
I mean, when I finally saw The Deer Hunter and Deliverance, I was just like, and? Like, seriously?
Here's one for you. Just came up on my homepage here. Roadhouse Review, a dull, boringly sleaze-free remake that never needed to happen.
Wow. Ooh. Bet you can't wait to see that tonight.
Ouch. Ouch.
We've talked about this so many times. Why do we keep remaking the stuff that's already good?
Yeah.
Like, I could see if it was something that came out that people were like, oh, that wasn't that good. Okay, remake it better. You know, but quit remaking the things that we already like. If you, like, it's like when they re-released Die Hard in the theaters. It's because people wanted to see Die Hard in the theater again, right? You don't make a new Die Hard, you just re-release it.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Oh, no.
What are they remaking?
The Boondock Saints are back.
Wasn't there already two of those?
There was a second one.
I couldn't get into it. I watched the very beginning of the first one, and I was like, this is dumb, and I turned it off.
Norman Reedus, Sean Patrick Flannery, return as Boston Vigilantes. Oh, the current configuration, Troy Duffy will step aside directing after creating and helming the original in the 2009 sequel, The Boondock Saints, All Saints Day. Reedus and Flannery will reprise their roles, and the story will involve the indoctrination of new saints. The search is on for a new director. I hope they don't it talks about in this article a reimagining. Please.
Did you ever watch the Fargo series?
No, not the TV series, no. The
first season, really good. Second season, pretty good, but kind of weird.
Okay.
Third one, really good and weird. It's got Ewan McGregor plays twins.
Okay.
And he does a wonderful job. And when it ended, I was like, that's kind of fucked up. And I just started the fourth season, and I think the fourth season is going to tie some more. Like, each time they tie a little bit more in.
Okay.
So, like, the first season deals with a guy who, it's Marty Freeman.
Okay.
He plays Bilbo in the Hobbit.
The Hobbit, yep.
He was in the Marvel universe.
Yep.
He's a little pussy whipped dude who gets bullied by everybody. His wife, the kid who bullied him in high school, is still bullying him as an adult.
Okay.
He runs into Billy Bob Thornton, who's a contract killer, and lives go askew and stuff. And the money at the end of Fargo, the movie, remember?
He buries
Steve Buscemi buries it by the fence and puts the red snow brush or snow scraper handle up.
Yep.
Somebody finds it.
Okay.
And that becomes part of the story.
Oh, neat.
And so, like, each one kind of ties into the movie or into previous season.
Oh, neat.
So this fourth season that I'm just getting into, I think there's five, I think is going to tie in with some of season two. It's one of those shows. It's like, it's really good, but it's like, the fuck? Like, seriously? Like, what?
It's almost kind of Twin Peakish, kind of like
maybe. With the Ewan McGregor, he's like the parking lot king of Minnesota.
Okay.
And the father-in-law in the movie was like the parking lot king of North Dakota or whatever.
Yeah.
And his number two guy was Stan Grossman, and that's who. William H. Macy, was talking to a lot in the movie. And so Ewan McGregor's number two, he kind of looks like Ron Swanson. It's not that guy.
Sure.
Nick Offerman.
Okay.
But he kind of looks like him. He's got that really harsh mustache. And they've got the whole, you know, Minnesotan, oh, yeah, don't you know, kind of talking and stuff. And they're talking at one point, and they're like, oh, yeah, we could talk to Stan Grossman, see what him and, you know, I was just like, yeah, you know, tie in. That's awesome. It's just, it's a wonderfully weird show.
Okay.
It gets a little supernatural. There's like aliens at one point. Maybe there weren't aliens. Like, you're just like, what? Like,
weird.
Check
that out.
What's his name? Patrick Wilson, who plays Aquaman's brother in the Aquaman movies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Played.
He was in The Conjuring. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He played Owlman and
yep. In The Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Yep.
He's in the second season. He's great. I absolutely love Patrick Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I felt kind of bad in Aquaman because, you know, he was set out to be, like, the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not. Did you see Aquaman 2?
No, I haven't yet.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not great. It's another one of those things, you know, where there's just too much of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it was great that we had all these superhero movies, and now it's like, fucking hell. Another superhero movie? Like,
yeah, right.
Seriously? it's feast or famine.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's how it was with zombie movies and zombie stuff. It was like, oh, Walking Dead, this is so cool. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, Santa Clarita Diet or whatever.
Yep.
And you're like, wait, so she's a zombie and she's still talking.
And I zombie her. And
yeah, know, and that. You're just like, enough already.
Yep. Z Nation and, you know, just like all this stuff. And then you got Fear of the Walking Dead. Now you got The One Who Lives. And you got Daryl Dixon. And, you know, it's just enough.
And what's going to be next? You know,
yeah.
Like, it almost makes you afraid to get into something because is it going to get oversaturated?
Yeah.
Is the next thing gonna be excuse me, another Beanie Baby? You know, where it's like, oh my god, you gotta buy all these things and now you spend all this money and now they're not worth anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Definitely. So, well, if you go to junkiosity.com, facebook.com/junkiosity, at junkiosity on Twitter, I'll have links to some of the stuff that we talked about. I'll try to find those TikToks of Mike and his supervisor.
You got the thing that I sent you with the 30 plus.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. So yeah, I did. I was able to add that to last week's podcast. So you could check that out. All this month of March, we're looking at military movies. One from the 80s. A lot of them are from the 50s, 60s and 70s. So be sure to check those out. Again, at Junkiosity on Twitter, facebook.com/Junkiosity, of course, junkiosity.com. So until next time, this is Matty V.
I am Dan the Man.
Have a good week.
Deuces.